India shares proof of how Pakistan was punished. DG Air Operations says 20% of Pakistani Air Force infrastructure has been destroyed. DG Air Operations on Rafal jet being shot down says that all Indian pilots are back home. Director General of Naval Operations on Naval Readiness says that multiple firings in Arabian Sea took place in 96 hours, says that we are prepared to strike Karachi.
Our response has been measured, proportionate, non-escalatory and responsible from day one. The highlight being teams from the three services working closely in an integrated manner.
Army confirms terrorists have been killed in Operation Sindoor. Soldiers on both sides also, in fact, says that five Indian soldiers have been killed in action and 100 terrorists have been killed while striking the 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir.
First is we need to see tonight that the ceasefire actually holds.
Big interview, Omar Abdullah, Jammu Kashmir Chief Minister's first interview after Operation Sindoor, where he says that need to see if the ceasefire actually holds tonight. Big developments coming in the Russia-Ukraine war, where Ukrainian President Zelensky responds to President Trump's offer and talk to directly speak to President Putin in terms of identifying the roadmap to end the war. Will ceasefire come into place remains to be seen. Talks will take place next week in Turkey. And IPL 2025 is likely to resume this week. It was suspended amidst the tensions between India and Pakistan, and BCCI is all set to roll out a new schedule soon.